Have you ever caught yourself just scrolling and sitting on the couch and thinking, oh my gosh, there's so much to do, taking a look and seeing all the dishes and the laundry that needs to be done, but you're procrastinating? Well, I can tell you, I know exactly how you feel. And I am sharing today three ways to beat procrastination and how you actually like take those first steps forward and start getting shit done today.
I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. And today I'm talking about how we can really figure out how to overcome procrastination. Like, it's something that just keeps coming back over and over again. And if you're like me, you're kind of just wanting those step by step so that you don't have to think your way out of it. Because when we're in that state, it's really hard to think in the positive. It's really easy to stay stuck there and think about, oh, I need a break, I want to scroll, that kind of stuff. And a lot of times we do need a break. But when the break's over and you're ready to start getting shit done and you don't know where to start and you feel like you're just ready to procrastinate, you just keep procrastinating. Today, I'm going to give you a couple steps on how you can just take action and move forward. So like I said, the secret to beating procrastination is having a plan, because when we're in that state, our brain is not regulated in a way that will help us to think systematically or think about the next step. So that's what I'm going to give you today. And I've created, so the first step, I guess I should start with, is to grab the Get Shit Done checklist. It will act as a trigger to help you to take steps moving forward. And the reason why I say this is because we're like all in the state sometimes where we can just recognize, we're like, oh, got to get moving, we got to do the thing, but we don't want to. But we can use that feeling as a trigger to then do something. We're still not going to want to. We're never going to feel that like oomph of like, I'm going to get going, but we can use it as a trigger. And so with that, the Get Shit Done checklist gives you the step-by-steps. You don't have to think about it. Because oftentimes when we're in that state, we're just tired. Our brain has a lot of decision fatigue. That just means that you are tired of making decisions all day long about everything like us moms have to do. So having it written down and just looking and taking the step is actually going to be the easiest way to get moving. Now, I've broken it down so that the steps are easily baby-stepped and done, so you don't have to have this big mountain thing that you got to do first. And I'll tell you what I do. I have it screenshotted on my phone and I just pull it up. It's like as a, you know, like a picture in my phone, and I look at it. I don't necessarily write it down or pull out the actual piece of paper anymore. You can do that. But when you get the free checklist, you get two. So I just have them on my phone and I like scroll through it. And it just helps me to get moving on taking action for the first thing, you know, that needs to be done. Okay, so you're there, you're looking at your checklist, and you see the first thing on there is really to create your top three priority. And I think we kind of all know this in the back of our mind. We have to like figure out what is the priority. But when we're in that state of mind, that procrastination state of mind, everything feels like a priority. Everything feels overwhelming and everything feels like a mountainous, exhausting task. And so that is part of the reason why we stay stuck, because we're stuck in that overwhelm of like, oh, I don't even know where to start because there's so much to do. So the checklist helps to walk through how to figure that out and in a way that's going to help you to get it done. And I'll talk about that a little bit in the next one. So you're going to take that checklist out and you're going to figure out your top three priorities. And so that looks like asking yourself this question. Okay. When I am laying my head on my pillow tonight, after all this is said and done, what would I have liked to have done today? What will make me feel a little more in alignment? And that's where I start when I think about my top three. And so I ask myself that question, and oftentimes there's a lot more than three, but then I narrow it down based on like the amount of time I have left in my day and what's actually needed for what we have coming up. Maybe it's like the kitchen has to be clean because we have to make supper or whatever. You're going to be able to prioritize based on that. And what you have the capacity for, because if you're sick or if you're like completely run down, you can't put those expectations on yourself. And I think honestly, that's like one of the hardest parts, because we have these expectations on ourselves unrealistically for years and years. And half of this whole Geshita battle and all this is really just adjusting our expectations based on what we have the capacity for. And some of us are easier to do that than others. Our husbands tend to be better at that. So that's really what this exercise is doing. And oftentimes you'll realize once you start taking the action, because that's the hardest part, is that like first step, then you're going to be able to maybe get some more done. And that feels really great. But the idea of getting your top three is really being able to set some steps in place, like set a goal, follow through, be done. And your brain will feel that win of like, yes, okay, I did do that. I do feel successful. I do know how to be in procrastination, stop it, move forward, and stop the overwhelm feeling. If you do that enough times, your brain's going to connect that this trigger point, this feeling of procrastination, I have a way to get out of it. And it is to do the steps on checklist or whatever that looks like for you. But your brain will connect it and you'll have that feeling of success afterwards, and it'll make you want to do it more. So it'll lessen the overwhelm and procrastination over time. It'll help you to break that loop. So really, I'm taking the thinking out of it for you. You follow the steps and eventually your brain's going to make that connection on its own and you're going to start to feel a lot more in alignment and accomplished over time. Okay, my third and final tip is really about the actual getting it done and following through and doing the thing. So we've kind of done all the mental work. We're still sitting down at this point and we're really looking at how we can take that action and move forward, what we're going to do. And now we want to actually do it. Sometimes that's hard too, because we're like there, we do that 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm going. But I want you to start with one priority. And then I want you to use a timer. Around here, we use an Alexa. My kids set it all the time. Microwave timer works well. Do you remember that game that we used to play when we were younger? And like your mom would say, or maybe I'm just thinking of myself. But anyway, she'd be like, okay, go get your coat on. I'm going to time you to see how long it takes. And you would run so freaking fast because you wanted to like get that thing done. Well, we're kind of going to do that with ourselves. Use a microwave timer or the oven timer. And it just kind of like race against the clock, because once you have a little bit of that oomph behind you, you have the plan, you have the actual single task you're going to do, and you're not going to worry about the other things, you can actually use that as a motivator to get moving. So a timer is key, and really just having that clear expectation of what you're doing in that amount of time and having an amount of time that's realistic. Because one thing I'm really bad for, and I've noticed this, is like, you know, I might set 10 minutes to empty the dishwasher, but it's at supper time and my kids are wanting a snack and I haven't started supper yet. And in that 10 minutes, I'm interrupted 746 times. So that small 10 minute task takes me 25 minutes or more. So those are the kinds of things we have to be prepared for, because they can also act as a trigger to make us feel angry when we're in the middle of, you know, the zone of doing something. So just kind of, I would say, err on the side of caution and estimate for more time, if possible. So when you have that amount of time wrapped around just that one thing, like I'm just going to empty the dishwasher and you don't have to worry about the other stuff, it's almost really liberating, right? It just gives us that sense of like, okay, I have this thing I'm doing and I know what to do and I can ignore the rest because I have a plan for that at some point. So that's what we're going to do to actually get it done, is set that timer. I always put on a pair of sneakers. I don't know why. I just like need to feel like I've got to move a little bit quicker. Get shit done juice doesn't hurt either. Right now I'm using some espresso. I used to use my get shit done concoction before I had all of my intolerances, but that always just helps, you know, to follow through. And the rest of the checklist has the other things on how you're going to actually accomplish it, which includes a reward at the end. But these are habits and skills that we're trying to teach ourselves to like instill over time, right? And so having a guide like the Get Shit Done checklist really is to be there just to model for you how to get it going and go through it successfully and then repeat it. And then you won't need the checklist anymore. But it's one of those things that you can pull out when you really feel like you're in a rut and you're triggered by the fact that you just feel like you haven't done anything or you can't get anything done. This is where you can start. You can grab the free Get Shit Done checklist at the link in my bio on Instagram or here in the show notes. And when you join that, you're going to get the checklist sent to your email. But then you'll get some follow-up emails from me with extra tips on how to keep moving forward during crazy seasons of life, which is what we do here at the Get Shit Done Mom. And to follow through with that, if you want extended help and support long-term through all these changing seasons of life, you should consider joining me at the Moms Get Shit Done Club. It's my monthly membership that I have, where I have a community of moms in there, and we're all just like in the trenches together going through motherhood. And in there, I support you every month with multiple things like trainings and extra podcasts on themes that we're all going through. Right now, this month in November, it's about getting back to the basics of getting shit done. But coming into December, it's all about how to survive the holidays and feel successful and not burned out at the end. So that's going to be a really good one. And I'm always welcoming new moms in the club. And there's lots there. So when you join the club, I work one-on-one with you and I tailor it to you, right? Because there's going to be lots in there you don't need. But I really wanted this club to be a hub for moms who want to get shit done, but also want to get something when they need it. You don't need everything all the time, right? It can be overwhelming in itself. So I work with you one-on-one to tailor the program to you and we're in there together. So if you want to check that out, go grab it in the link here in the show notes or in my bio. Anyway, I hope you're having a lovely end to November. And if you have just celebrated Thanksgiving and all those fun things, well, happy Thanksgiving to you. We're headed right into the Christmas season here. And I am like fighting my kids off to put up our tree. I'm one of those people that like has to have December at the beginning. It is the end of November here. My husband did put up our outside lights, but that's as far as we're going. I can only handle one thing at a time. And next weekend, I think, is the weekend. I was like shocked. This is a side note. So we get a real tree and there were freaking tree locks open on November 16th. I'm like, be a twig by the time Santa came. For real. So anyway, we may venture to get our tree weekend, but we'll see because I really want to have some of it left by Christmas time. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely week. Take care.
Today, I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.